Now, yesterday, there was a landfill investigation, an interesting one carried out by the Journal, conducted by Conor O'Carroll, and it's found over 260 historic landfills that have been left in limbo in this country, many of them categorised as being at high or moderate risk of causing environmental damage and pollution through leakage and other matters. This includes four historic landfills in Kerry that have not been submitted to the EPA for certification, and another nine that are under an awaiting application process from the EPA. I spoke to Conor O'Carroll, and I first of all asked him about this process, what it tells us about our old, no longer used landfills in this country.
Our investigation has found that just 10% of Ireland's historic landfills have been certified by the Environmental Protection Agency over 15 years since the regulations were introduced. And this is despite, you know, evidence that some of these sites are polluting waterways. You know, these rules were introduced kind of to make sure that these old landfills were not causing or likely to cause environmental damage in the future. But our investigation found that there are over 260 historic landfills which are kind of left in limbo. Many of them have been categorised as high or moderate risk of causing environmental damage.
From that point of view, you've gone through different assessments. Like, what before we talk about the ones in Kerry, what's meant to happen? Or what is the process? Are they meant to be made safe and converted into something else? Or what is meant to happen with them over time from local authorities' point of view?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose maybe even just to give a bit of brief history on what a historic landfill is. So it's a landfill site that was operated by a local authority without a waste licence between 1977 and 1997. So, you know, these are in the past, but they're not, you know, ancient either. But the problem with them is that these old landfills, they predate kind of modern pollution control measures. And so depending on kind of how the local authority operated it during that time, it may or may not have, you know, the right levels of protections, and what we might see is there could be cases where, you know, either the waste is leaking out, or there might be kind of a buildup of landfill gas as the waste is decomposing, so there's kind of those kind of risks associated with them, and local authorities and both the EPA, they both have responsibilities for making these sites safe, and so what this is that local authorities will identify the landfills in their area. They'll conduct a kind of an environmental review process where they'll decide whether it's high risk, moderate risk, or low risk, and identify maybe some of the problems, and they will then submit this review to the EPA for what's called a certificate of authorization, and this certificate then is, you know, the EPA reviews the application and it makes a decision based on kind of what it feels like what remedial works might be needed to make sure that there isn't any environmental risk. So it could be the case that, you know, some landfills mightn't need any work, some might need a little bit of work, but others then might, you know, if there's a significant risk of environmental damage, there could be a lot of work involved. In respect to Kerry, there are 13 historic landfills in Kerry. Nine of them have been submitted to the EPA for certification, but none of them have received one. And this is kind of the issues that we kind of uncovered in our investigation, was that, you know, the EPA, there's a long time delay between the application being submitted and the certificate being granted. You know, 14 landfills across the country submitted or are awaiting a decision from the EPA more than 10 years after being submitted, and a further four have been waiting more than 5 years. So it's a significant amount of time. But then at the same token, there's issues with local authorities not submitting their landfills to the EPA for certification, and this is the case with four of these sites in Kerry. So nine have been submitted to the EPA. and four haven't. We did reach out to Kerry County Council, and they told us that these four landfills, they actually require kind of more additional steps than would typically be required. And so once they've completed that process, then they will submit them to the EPA. But you know, these regulations came in over 15 years ago. So kind of on both sides, there's considerable amount of delays that's really hampering efforts here.
Is there any way of knowing then, and it's down to the local authorities, I'd imagine, to monitor this, or the EPA through the local authorities to monitor, how much or is environmental damage being done? Is there toxic waste leaking into waterways or groundwater or gas escaping from the landfills as well? Or does that all come down to what the EPA knows through the local authority about each site?
Yeah, I mean, it's very difficult to know, I suppose, for kind of individual sites, because it relies on, in terms of like kind of publicly available information, it relies on the EPA con or the local authority, sorry, conducting their environmental reviews and reports and then submitting them to the EPA, which are then made public. So kind of the thing with these reports is that they're done in kind of stages. So there's a tier one, a tier two, and a tier three, and things can change kind of from one stage to the other, depending on what is found. So it's kind of a bit of a situation that's in flux. So it's difficult to say exactly what's happening specifically with the landfills in Kerry. But what we do know is that there is evidence in some landfills across the country that are, there is a substantial risk of waste leaking into waterways, and I suppose that would be the main concern.
Well, there would have to be, with the intensity of rainfall that we get now, the amount of rain. I know you found some of the landfills have been, they're in coastal areas or they're in flood zones. So all of that would be a problem as well, I'd imagine, for the EPA to assess.
Yeah, absolutely. Or kind of in special areas of conservation. So I suppose it's definitely an issue. I will just say, kind of talking back, bringing back to the landfills in Kerry. I mentioned that there were 13 of them. So four of them have been categorized as high risk. And then there are six that have been categorized as moderate risk. So I suppose there are risks associated with those. I suppose these risks can change as well, depending, again, when I was mentioning the tiered kind of studies and reviews that are done, these can change in either direction. But I suppose when it for these landfills, I suppose the council have identified them as being potentially risky, and have submitted the applications to the EPA for certification.
Look, I don't know if this your investigation went into this, and this is all, it gets very technical when you get into this detail and this level of, I suppose, European regulation is what we're meant to do. But what if it is a high risk, what is the council meant to do? Dig it up and send it to an incinerator? Or is there a way of making these sites safe? And then the obvious question, I suppose, one for the politicians is, how much would that cost?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it kind of varies from landfill to landfill. But I think kind of one of the more common remedial works that are carried out is they might put in kind of like a landfill cap, so that they're not, I suppose, they don't dig it out. I mean, not that I've seen anyway. There maybe if there's a particularly bad example, they might consider it, but they tend to kind of just cap it, make sure that it's not, I suppose, at risk of leaking kind of through the groundwater into kind of waterways or other protected areas. And then when it comes to kind of landfill gases, they might dig kind of like a hole in the ground for these gases to kind of escape, so that there isn't kind of any buildup. But yeah, no, I suppose it is a tricky situation in terms of kind of what they're supposed to do with them.
I suppose then from there, Conor, are there any, and again, this may not have been covered, is there a timeline here, or is there any European fines if we don't get this sorted in a reasonable period of time? Or is this an ongoing process that the EPA wants to see councils finish off, even though, as you pointed out, it's taken a long time to get even to this point?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the regulations, I suppose I don't think there was any kind of timeline on set on local authorities. But I suppose that, it could be argued that it shouldn't have taken this long to identify all of the landfills and submit them to the EPA. On the EPA side, they're supposed to issue a draft certificate of authorization within 4 months of receiving the application, which they're, quite clearly not achieving. They did tell us that they kind of have competing resources and they've other areas of responsibility that they have to look after. But I suppose in terms of time, it definitely is taking a huge amount of time to certify all of these landfills. The EPA did kind of, I suppose, to some degree, criticize the local authorities' applications. They said that additional information is frequently required from them, which can cause delays. And that, when once a draft certificate has been issued by the EPA, they said in 62% of cases, local authorities have lodged objections to these or parts of this certificate. So again, that kind of slows the process down even further then.
Yeah, taking far too long. Okay, Conor, it's interesting stuff, and we'll see what happens with that certification process for all of those sites in Kerry, including the high risk ones. But thanks very much for outlining it for us this morning.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
It's Conor O'Carroll there of the Journal.